DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Godly character makes us beautiful inside and out. All kinds of cosmetics are available to help women look beautiful today, but in the 1700s, options were limited. Back then, many women had scars from smallpox, and they tried to hide them by sticking fake moles onto their pockmarked skin. Wealthy women used stickers made of dark silk, but poor women had to wear homemade patches made from mouse skin. That's right, they attempted to make themselves beautiful by gluing dead rodent skin on their faces. The Bible offers a better solution. In 1 Peter 3, the Apostle Peter advised women to clothe themselves with the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious to God. He said, that's how the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. So what if this week I spend more time working on my character than I do my appearance? If I do, I'll look better inside and out. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather, but some weather changes are on the way as a cool front approaches and then a cold front behind that. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, perhaps a few isolated showers as the first cool front moves through the area. Tomorrow's high 70, but then colder tomorrow night, overnight low 43. Then windy, colder Wednesday. Sunshine with a high around 54. Even colder Wednesday night, down to freezing by Thursday morning. And Thursday's high temperature will barely make 50 degrees. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASE. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tailgating on the quad, the band begins to play.
for the ride. They move the ball up in the air and pound it on the ground. Before you know it, Eli Gold is calling that touchdown!
The million dollars.
In all the land, and if I'm lucky, I'll stay awake for the entire thing today. I'm Greg. He's Joey. Coming up about 3:35, Mr. Bob Baumhauer from California, where he is going to be at the game.
And here they are.
Jeffrey, please clap.
And also at some point this afternoon, we will redeem. We're doing the menu match game. We give the word in the morning. If you listen in the morning, pay attention. In the afternoon, we will redeem that for lunch for two at Baumhauer's. And whoever wins today, tell them we will notify them when the certificates are in. They should be in tomorrow.
Okay.
But just not to come right down and pick it up. And we've got somebody very happy. I think at Baumhauer's right now picking up that party tray of wings that they
nice.
We did in the Big Shot drawing last week. So, I just haven't been able to sleep. I just have not been able to sleep. And it's killing me.
You've also had some murderous fantasies?
Sometimes. I shouldn't say that.
It's not really like you're going to do anything.
No.
But no, whenever I hear somebody say, you wish somebody dead? It's like, yeah. I mean, not every day, but a few times in my life I've wished somebody was dead.
I can honestly say I've never wished anybody So, Mr. BS Alarm, who do you think I'm talking about?
Nah.
No. She's good for business. We don't want her dead. But you got to wonder what's going on with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah. She's having it. She's got it bad, man.
She's not even sitting and hearing cases. How can she still serve on the court?
Well, didn't she fall, like, a few months ago, she fell and broke some ribs.
Yeah.
Which is tough enough in and of itself, especially at her age. And then recently had the news that she underwent surgery to remove cancerous tumors from her lungs. And hopefully that is not metastasized in any way and won't show up elsewhere. That's a tough diagnosis, both of those things, for anybody any age, but at her advanced age, ugh.
Yeah.
First time she's missed oral arguments since she joined in 93.
There are, no kidding, liberals offering whatever body parts she needs to stay alive.
Well, all these, it's interesting. All these documentaries are coming out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That'd be great if Trump got another justice.
It'll drive him nuts, especially if they replace her. I think there's a major motion picture coming out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I think it's already been out.
Yeah, I keep seeing previews for it.
I think Meryl Streep. Well, she plays everybody else. Why not?
No, it's a different woman. They're doing young Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Young?
Yeah.
So it's a period piece.
Yes, exactly.
Back to the 30s or 40s?
Right, right. I mean, all about how, like, stuff that it's good that it's gone now. Like, so, are you coming here to learn to be a secretary to take care of your husband, young lady? Here, let me co-sign so you can get that credit card. Like, it just, it is, it seems like ancient history. It's not that long ago.
So, the big thing with the wall is the president's going to go to Texas and then come back and make an address from the White House?
From the Oval Office.
I hope he fills the Oval Office with the parents of people who have been killed and then asks for the Democratic response to that. What do you say to these people? And every single one of them is on record. I have it. I can play the card. Only takes a couple of minutes. How they've all lied and contradicted themselves on this one issue of illegal immigration.
We all agree on the need to better secure the border and to punish employers who choose to hire illegal immigrants. Those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. And they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States
and
undetected,
Democrats,
undocumented, unchecked,
turn red states
and
blue,
circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north. There isn't any sensible approach except to do what we need to do simultaneously, you know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more. If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Really?
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Because it isn't.
Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
Drug dealers are increasingly turning to pimping.
Why? Because drugs you can only sell once. Children you can sell over and over again.
We're told some are forced to begin working as early as 12 years old. Most of them are runaways who are lured by the pimps with the promise of a good life. Instead, they're forced to have sex many times a day. They keep none of the money.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
Come right back.
Yet, today here in Washington, folks are still debating whether or not to fix our immigration system, even though just about everyone agrees that it is broken.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders.
We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
All Democrats over the last 10, 15 years. All of them. It's all Democrats. And what have they done? Nothing. Nothing but obstruct.
I'm sitting over here wondering about the music choices, though, of that bit. It's like a droning, upright bass, like ominous sound, all the way into a fiesta party, you know.
We did the last part of it at El Jalisco.
Oh, okay. But yeah, of course they've been on both sides of this issue.
Well, I don't think there are two sides to this issue. You either have a border and a sovereign nation, or you don't. Right now, we're real close to not. Now we got to get rid of ICE. And oh my God, she's been in office a day. An occasional cortex. That's what I got to look at on the news all friggin' day long, with her 70% taxes and all her brilliant solutions: free Medicare, free everything, free stuff for everyone.
I think the media likes her on camera, and I think the media likes listening to Republicans attack her.
I think there's a few talk show hosts that would like to have her in bed, too, but I'm not naming any names.
Okay.
They just have been a little...
It's called persuasion, sir. People can change.
Persuasion.
Persuasion.
Is that what that is? I don't know. You know what? We got a big game tonight.
Yes.
Alabama Clemson. Bob Baumhauer is out in California. And we're going to talk to him in about 16 minutes. See what he's got going on out there. He travels to a lot of these. So
I'm sure there's a lot of camaraderie out there.
Camaraderie everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and the old gang, they'll all be together. All of Bears boys. So we'll see how that works out. The market seems to have stabilized some. See any gigantic jumps or leaping heights, which is fine. I'd like to see it stay calm for a while, you know, without big wild vacillations. This is good news for those of you who are home shoppers. Interest rates are going to be on the low side, and that makes this the perfect time to call Morris Capuano and get started on a mortgage. Nobody works harder for you than he does. If you have a few issues that might be, at least mentally for you, in the way of purchasing a home, he can help you deal with that and get those roadblocks cleared so you can get the home of your dreams with a minimum amount down and at the best available rate. And the sooner you do it, the better, because the sooner you start making that mortgage payment, the more that first mortgage interest will accumulate, and it will be a huge deduction on your taxes next year. So why wait? Call them now. Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, where they have, in his partnership, been able to expand and offer all kinds of programs that were previously unavailable to him. So get the ball rolling. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain by making that call. Call. It's 409-9300. 409-9300. Renaissance Bank was an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402669. And again, nobody busts their butt harder than Mr. Capuano on your behalf. 320.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Baby, don't you walk so fast. Baby, don't you walk so fast.
Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Well, all of those who thought the NFL boycott was a big joke got theirs today, as it was announced that weekend NFL ratings were 5% higher than a year ago. Wow. So, 5%? 5% from last year? Last year they were down from the previous year. 5% higher than what?
Than last year.
Yeah. Well, that's not exactly what I call, okay, well, we just love NFL football so much we have to go back. It's, but I guess we could say that to some extent, the anti-NFL feeling is lifted a little bit.
Yeah.
Plus, it's January, and after, I mean, other than tonight's game with Alabama, what else is there to watch?
Right. It's the playoffs.
Or wrestling.
Oh, no, seriously, wrestling's very well.
What's the next big wrestling?
Royal Rumble.
Oh.
Coming up this month. It's like the kickoff to the road to WrestleMania, which is like their, think of it in terms of a sitcom. The WrestleMania is like their season finale.
Uh-huh.
And so Royal Rumble sort of sets up that whole story arc leading into the season finale.
Well, what was interesting was the way this information was carried by, let's put it, less than right-wing friendly networks. It was like, see, you racist, you bastards.
Yeah.
You unsympathetic people to these poor athletic slaves who are making millions of dollars a year, and they want to express their opinion, and you have an issue with that? A lot of people did.
See, this is why I love wrestling. You can build in all that sort of fight and angst into the product. I think there's a guy making pretty good money down in Lucha Libre wrestling down in Mexico. He comes out waving a huge American flag with Trump's face on it. They hate him, but he makes a lot of money. Hating, being hated. Pretty funny.
I'm glad he makes a lot of money. If he did that in certain parts of America, he'd probably get shot.
Yeah, well, Mexico
would applaud. You know,
Mexico's serious, man. It's like the World Cup, also wrestling events. If you are the bad guy,
yeah,
or you're the visiting team in soccer, watch out. Bags of urine, feces. Some people will legitimately try to stab you. I mean, it is. They take it serious down there.
I take a lot of things seriously, but I never thought of expressing it by pooping into a bag or tinkling into a baggie or whatever.
I've heard bags of urine is a Mexican specialty at sporting events if you're the opposing team or the bad guy wrestler.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, given some of the fan behavior we've seen here, somebody almost got beat to death at one of the NFL games yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's one thing to be passionate about who you root for, but do you have to kill somebody to make your point?
Well, it's not like anybody's ever killed any trees over Alabama-Auburn football.
No, that would be,
to which everybody on both sides, like, you're an idiot.
So what's that guy's name? Let's see. Frank?
No, what was it? Updike?
John Updike.
Or I thought it was Harvey.
No, John Updike wrote, Harvey Updike?
Yes.
How about Harvey Douchebag? See if it's under that.
Yeah, Harvey Updike. I just double-checked it.
There's a guy who, obviously not with a very complete marble collection, just rolling around.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a good idea. Here's a way I could be a hero to the whole Alabama nation.
Well, they shouldn't have put that Auburn jersey on Coach Saban and Coach Bryant.
Cardinal sins. Cardinal sins. Anyway, that is the big election. Now, we'll see if it holds.
Yeah.
If you recall, last year the Super Bowl had 103 million viewers, which one of its lowest ratings ever. We'll see if the passion for the NFL is genuinely coming back, or if the games are entertaining and people stay tuned in. All of those things are a factor. But it's the first reversal of the year, and they're acting like, wow, man, it's over. I don't think it is. I think a lot of people are done with the NFL for good.
Well, in the long term, the NFL and football in general will have problems with CTE and concussion issues. There might be remedies to that. I know the Joe Namath Institute and other places are working on remedies to folks with that issue, and some effective. But that's a long-term problem. People won't want their kids playing it if they can get hurt that way.
That's already a problem.
Yeah.
There's already a lot of parents who will not let their kids play, even at the younger levels. Mr. Electric would like to talk about electric blanket safety this week.
Oh, yes.
Mistake number, never fall asleep with an electric blanket turned on. When it gets to where you're nice and warm and toasty, shut it off. And make sure the plug and cord are in good shape. You know, it's these unusual type of plug-ins that are often the cause of electrical fires. Do not cover one electric blanket with a second electric blanket. Not a good idea. Even if it's comfortable to use both, the extra blanket can act kind of like kindling for the other. So one per bed is the recommended number. And the average life of an electric blanket is about 3 to 5 years. If yours is older, you should replace it. Sure, it has sentimental value. Think of all the good times you had. This is just common sense from Mr. Electric, hoping that you don't have to deal with the aftermath of a house fire caused by electricity. They can come out and give you a nice safety check, give you a good overview. If you have specific repairs you need, they do upfront pricing on everything you need, and all parts and workmanship are guaranteed. I mentioned that upfront pricing. That is not, they don't mess around with that. You tell them what you want done, they will tell you what it's going to cost. And they're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service every time. These guys, you'll be really impressed with their expertise, but they're the kind of people you'll enjoy having in your home, taking care of business. You know, I made a ceremony out of it yesterday. I unplugged my laser light from the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 12th day of Christmas. It was time. But I kind of laughed because when I first put it out there, I had to plug it in that ridiculous outlet that wouldn't let you open the front door. They fixed that for me. 5-star reviews on Mr. Electric. Call them at 269-8886. 269-8886. Or visit them online at MrElectric.com, Mr. Electric of Montgomery. It's 3:30. When we come back, hopefully we'll have connected with the big guy, Mr. Baumhauer, in California.
It's a busy afternoon in traffic as everybody's running around getting ready for the big game. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting no accidents at this time in the city of Montgomery. School zones are wrapping up. Be careful if you see school buses or kids. Slow down just a little bit. Authorities still working the fatal accident on I-65 northbound at mile marker 157. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police need your help finding a man who robbed a bank this morning. Police say a man went to the Max Credit Union on Zelda Road and passed a note to the teller demanding money. He then ran off. Black activists are protesting the decision by the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute to rescind an honor for political activist Angela Davis. The mayor has said the award is being rescinded because of complaints from the area Jewish community and its allies. Davis is an outspoken supporter of a movement targeting Israel's treatment of Palestinians. An Alabama sheriff's office is warning people against eating chicken tenders that tumbled onto a rural state highway following a truck wreck. An 18-wheeler crashed, spilling boxes of chicken tenders in Cherokee County. Motorists began stopping to pick up the food, which created a traffic hazard. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some nice weather, but some weather changes are on the way as a cool front approaches and then a cold front behind that. For tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, perhaps a few isolated showers as the first cool front moves through the area. Tomorrow's high 70, but then colder tomorrow night, overnight low 43. Then windy, colder Wednesday. Sunshine with a high around 54. Even colder Wednesday night, down to freezing by Thursday morning. And Thursday's high temperature will barely make 50 degrees. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for four lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for four lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we are attempting to connect with Bob Baumhauer, friend, All-American nose tackle for Bear Bryant, including his red-shirted season. He's probably already forgotten. Now, let me see if I got this right. Yeah, I said, how does 1:35 Pacific time work for you? Sure.
That okay. Should be, yeah, that's, you're 2 hours right, behind
two
us.
2 hours behind us.
Left him a message. Busy man. We know this.
I know he's a busy man, but still.
We got to talk to the folks back this. Home and talk to his old buddy.
I wonder who else from the old gang travels together. Whenever Bob had one of his big events here, you know, almost everybody that played for Bear Bryant came to support it. So I met Ken Stabler. Best time, though, was seeing Bob for the first time since he stopped playing for the Dolphins. It's been about 15 years, and I wanted to surprise him. So So I kind of put myself into a position where he would see me. Notice this is at the old location on Eastern Boulevard. I mean, he sees me, and he takes an even closer look, and his jaw drops. He comes over and gives me a hug that I think put my liver and spleen together for a moment. I says, "What are you doing, sap sucker? You just coming through town?" "No, I actually moved here this week, and I wanted to see if I could catch one."
That's the old Wings location that used to be across the street from where they are now.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that place fondly.
I forget the particulars on why that arrangement fell apart. I liked that spot.
It was a good spot.
But the landlord wanted some...
Well, that whole shopping center's kind of in shambles.
Well, it is now.
Yeah. It's weird how Montgomery works in that way. It keeps moving east, too.
There's that, but...
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Do we have to see her, like, every 5 minutes?
The media loves her, man. They do.
Why?
Because she's young.
And stupid.
Yeah, it's a young... It's a, I think, more of a personal interest story than actual love for her policies, I hope.
Actually, I read a very, very scary comparison between her... and Joseph Stalin, because they were about the same age when they came into public power.
Mm.
Good-looking people.
Did she go to the seminary? That's what Stalin did.
He really lived the way of the Lord, didn't he?
Well, if you look at what he did, he had images of himself put up everywhere. He kind of became the new czar, or new head of the church,
yeah,
sort of thing, even though they were officially atheists. If you look at her new Green Deal plan, it is like out of a Soviet Politburo. And I'm not talking about the death and the starving. I mean, just economic policy. It is central planning on steroids. It's like everything under the sun the progressives would ever want to do would be part of this new Green Deal.
95%. She made some point. I guess she was on 60 Minuets last night. Because somebody actually had the audacity to ask a question that challenged her. Well, why would you want Venezuela is a socialist country. How come you want that? 98% of the people down there, they ate their zoo animals, for crying out loud, to have food. Is that what you want here? And she said, "Oh, no, we're going to be more like..." And there she is with the selfies and, oh, God.
Yep.
Oh. Oh. Please, somebody come up with a scandal or something. Oh, God, look at those teeth. She is so full of herself. She's worse than I am.
No, I think the media does love the image, too, men and women, of the older generation attacking her, especially Republicans. They just...
Hey, some of the older Democrats aren't particularly happy with her either.
Well, that's what I mean. But it all plays into the narrative of, I think, the very activist progressive left.
Is this the future?
Well, God, I hope not.
Kill me now.
Probably is.
Kill me.
Oh, I'm the one who's got to live with it. Me, this libertarian over here, wants to cut government more than most Republicans. I got to deal with this crap.
I do not want to live in that world. I don't. I think there'll be a bloody civil war before it happens, too. We've been warned about this. We've been, we've had people, Obama, fundamental transformation. To what? He did nothing for 8 years. You got us Donald Trump elected. Idiot. So what do we do for fun while we're waiting for Mr. Baumhauer? We could relive this moment from a year ago.
Clemson held Alabama to 258 yards, but Alabama was even better. And Alabama gets the win.
24-6.
Oh, it wasn't even close.
I do have to hand it, as an Auburn fan, you know, there are old write-ups when Saban first came to town,
yeah,
and he had a very unsuccessful run with the Dolphins.
They still hate him down there.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to a little sports talk. Joe Rose, another former buddy of Bob's and mine, who still has a talk show. In fact, I told him, I said, you should do talk radio. You're natural. He's been doing it for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Saban's, because the Dolphins suck year after year after year. That team has had like 10 owners and 30 coaches since they rudely gave the boot to Coach Shoes. And But you'll get a caller on a sports talk who come up with some reason.
Hey, Keith, can you hold on? Thank you.
It's Keith?
Yeah.
Our winner?
I'm not sure. I should have asked him.
That's all right. I can ask him. Keith?
Yes, sir.
Is this our winner, Keith?
Yes, I got my food.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad. Sorry there's a little bit of confusion there.
That's
but
okay. I thank you. I'm going to enjoy it. Me and my friends will enjoy it tonight.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks for playing. This is our Big Shot winner last week.
Yes, sir.
And we'll, did you order, what particular type of wings did you order from Baumhauer's?
I just don't surprise me, so I couldn't even tell you.
Wow.
Nice. That'll be a good assembly.
I've had all their flavors. All their sauces are great, so it doesn't matter what they put.
Yeah, the Screaming Eagles are the best. I think
yeah, I've got some of them.
Awesome. Well, enjoy it with your friends, enjoy the game, and roll tide, right?
Roll tide, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what we say around here today, at least.
Roll tide.
No.
But there weren't high hopes for Saban after his terrible tenure with the Dolphins. And I don't think he just knew how to manage professional players. It's very different than college kids. You have to have, I think, a more delicate touch.
The problem is the college students have to obey you.
Right.
You want to be in this program that could set you up for a shot at the NFL, you better play by the coach's rules. But then you become an NFL coach, and almost all your players are making what you make or more.
Right.
And you tell them, you talk to them like they're, you know, a PFC, and they're going to give you the ring finger back.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, when you're dealing with a professional and they're good at their job, you can't talk to them like they're some kid you're trying to teach to grow into a man. But even though he had low hopes, and I'm speaking as an Auburn fan, Saban has come on and he's probably made his mark as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, college football coach in history. I mean, it has just been a dominant program up and down. Even when
Auburn
beats them.
Look at the number of teams that are all out there trying to achieve that same goal. And that includes the, you know, from the recruiting process to finding the best available coach. And this guy's playing for it every year.
Well, and talk about how many Alabama players are now NFL players.
I think six of the first 32 NFL draft picks are going to be from Alabama.
It's unreal.
The thing is, you're going to lose all those guys, and he's got six more ready to play. Yeah, next year.
Well, and I think the pro coaches love that he teaches them a system that's very, you can translate it into the pro systems, how to do reads, how to play tough coverage. I mean, he's just, the linebackers they produce at that school, it's unreal. And the momentum now has snowballed to where that is the school you want to go to if you're a top prospect and want to go to the NFL and learn your craft very well.
See Aquaman yet?
I saw it when it first came out, and it was okay. It was better than Justice League. It was better than Batman v Superman. I'd give it a 6 out of 10. It was over the top. What I enjoyed about it was how over the top it reminded me of old mythological stories. Like the great hero has to, you know, take up his bloodline, you know, what he's owed as a prince and become the king, and then he has to slay all these big monsters. Part I didn't like is they got a little too cutesy with the dialogue and the quips, and it just, Marvel does that balance pretty well. DC's still figuring it out. I wasn't mad that I paid for the movie, but I'm probably not going to, you know, jump to go rent it at home again. But better than the dumpster fire that was Batman v Superman. My God.
Was that the one with Ant-Man?
Yeah. Oh. And Superman's about to kill him at one point. Batman's about to kill Superman, and Superman goes, "Martha." Turns out Batman's mom is also named Martha. So Batman, Ben Affleck, is screaming, "Why'd you say her name? Why?" So all this antagonism throughout the movie, almost where Batman kills Superman, ends because they both have a mom named Martha. It just was one of the most idiotic, anticlimactic things I've ever seen in a movie.
I hadn't heard that about it, but now that you mention it, that's pretty stupid. Well, we have a few things that we can kill some time with.
I can try them again if you like.
Yeah, give them a shot. Okay. Because if too much time passes, that'll be the end of the next thing. I'm sure he's got 20 people pulling on his elbow or something. Things that are coming to an end in 2019, the Star Wars Skywalker saga. Star Wars 9 finally brings an end to the family drama that has stretched over three trilogies and 42 years, but it will not be the end of the Star Wars universe, just the current form. Game of Thrones, eighth and final season, kicks off in April. But there are going to be spinoffs.
So looking forward to Game of Thrones. Like, it's been... I didn't jump in until, like, one or two seasons were done.
Yeah.
I'm going to check this call, but it's going to be epic.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, as we know it, Avengers Endgame, its theaters on April 26th, after which many of the main characters that have defined the MCU will be retired or de-emphasized in favor of newer characters. Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons doesn't want to do it, and he was making $26 million a year. He says, I just feel like we've chewed all the meat off the bone. In other words,
okay,
we've jumped the shark, and we know it. Have we done it?
Yes, and he says he's at the stadium, so please speak up when there are a lot of noises going on. Should be fun.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's with great pressure and pleasure that we introduce a man who played five seasons for the great Bear Bryant, was an All-American linebacker, an All-Pro for the Miami Dolphins, played in two Super Bowls. Please welcome Mr. Bob Baumhauer.
Mr. Budell.
Hey,
this is Bob Baumhauer reporting live from Santa Clara, California, in front of Levi's Stadium for the 2019 National Championship, sir.
I appreciate you taking time to talk to your favorite sapsucker.
Oh, you sapsucker. Hey, and it's hard to hear. There must be an airport by here. But we are having a good time, a beautiful venue. Everybody's starting to come in. I think I'm seeing a little too much orange for my liking there.
Oh, we don't like that.
But a good bunch of people. Two good teams that hopefully are going to see a great game with Alabama coming out on top.
Last year.
No, but...
Did you ever play in that stadium when you were with the Dolphins?
This stadium in Santa Clara is fairly new. We played in Candlestick.
When
we played San Francisco. Yeah, and this is the 49ers stadium, but it's a good bit away from where Candlestick was.
Okay, I wanted to make that clear. I thought it was a fairly recently built stadium.
Yes, sir. Beautiful.
And is visiting California like going to a foreign country these days?
It is a little bit. I tell you, we've had a great time. We Ubered. You know, I'm not a big Uber guy, but we Ubered from our hotel, which is the team hotel, to Pier 39, which is also called Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. Had a great day. It was real rainy. But we had a great time. Saw a lot of Alabama fans having a good time. And, you know, it's nice out here, but it would be a lot nicer if it was a little closer to home.
Just a tad, yeah. I mean, how many connections did you have to make just to get out there?
Well, we actually went on one of the charters that were available, so it was a fairly easy ride out here. But I got to tell you, I mean, being way out here, it's tough to go to Miami and then be ready to come out here the next week from a lot of different perspectives, especially with the money thing. It's pretty pricey coming out here.
Ben, I did try to touch base with you during South Florida, but your voicemail was always full. I couldn't leave a message.
We had a good time down there. Obviously, you know, that was a lot of fun for me, seeing a lot of familiar faces.
Sure.
Matt Moore and Bo Camper and some of the other guys. The guy, Eddie Houck, who got me into the wing business, into the restaurant business. So, had a good time.
Wow.
And just enjoying this experience out here. Got a lot of good Alabama folks out here. It's a lot of fun.
Bob, one thing you've always been with me on these games is very blunt and honest. Last year, a 24-6 win. Do you think it'll be a tighter game this year?
I tell you, I'm not quite sure what to expect. You know, the game against Georgia, from folks that I've talked to, what I saw, was one of the best games that Georgia had played all year. They were just spot on. And then Alabama, that was one of the most difficult games they played all year. The game against Oklahoma, you know, we jumped out to that early lead.
Yeah.
And then we struggled the second half, which I thought it looked like it was a fatigue factor to me, Greg.
Uh-huh.
That defense especially looked really, really tired the second half. And I'm not quite sure what to expect. Clemson has a heck of a defensive line. They have a very capable offense. The freshman quarterback is no longer a freshman quarterback. He's a well-seasoned quarterback with a year under his belt. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles a game like this at the end of his freshman year. But you got Alabama on the other side with a very seasoned defense now. And you've got a guy in Tua that seems to be back on track. What was he, 24 out of 27 last week?
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of family coming out this way. So I think he's got a little extra incentive to have a big game. And I'd like to think Alabama's probably going to be able to get the game won, and I'm thinking about 10 points.
I'll take that. I'm kind of thinking the same way. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, and it'll probably stay close long enough for people to stay tuned in, but at the end, it's going to be the Tide again. But we love that.
I got to tell you, Dabo has done a great job with Clemson. And, you know, he's a former Alabama guy. He gets it. He's done a great job with recruiting. He's a great job with coaching. He has a great job with motivating. He's got good people around him. So you know they're gonna be in this game all the way to the end. It's a very well coached team, and it's gonna be a good one. It's the best two teams in the nation, no doubt about it.
Hey, props to Nick and the entire team at your restaurant, Aloha Hospitality, and Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Baumhauer's downtown. We've had some great nights there, good turnouts, and we had a nice Christmas party there. I wanted to thank you, and specifically mention waitress Karame, who is one of our, not babysitters, but caretakers. It always goes well on Wednesday night. And I know you'll want to surprise us with something on Wednesday if Alabama wins this game tonight. We'll have to do something to celebrate, right?
We'll do something fun. You're darn right. You're darn right. And we appreciate you, Greg. You know that. Family.
You make me feel that way, my friend. I really...
All right, buddy. You're family. We love you.
And we love you, too. So have a great time.
Okay, man.
If you see Nancy Pelosi out there, tell her I said hi.
Yeah, I think she's looking for you out here.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Hey, Happy New Year and Roll Tide, buddy.
All right, Happy New Year, Roll Tide. Oh, gotta say hello, Emily Hayes. Emily Hayes says hello.
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
I said hello.
I will. She would have killed me if I had forgotten to do that.
Okay. All right, man.
Thanks, man. Okay, so he seems pretty...
Yeah, good spirits.
Good spirits, pretty confident. And that's think about that legacy. 5 years with the man that wore the houndstooth hat as a player, redshirted freshman. And then the Dolphins, to go to the Dolphins, when they were about to become a consistently great team, they played in two Super Bowls, they didn't win them, but they got there. And they were always, always in the hunt. In fact, most of the time, it's a text from Emily Hayes.
Oh, Lord.
OMG, I love Bob. I think he loves you too, Emily. Because once you know Emily Hayes, you never forget.
Oh, that's certainly true.
Emily Hayes. But I mean, the 1 year, the year they played in Candlestick while they were flying back, I had to fly out to San Francisco to take abuse from their... We had a station out there. RKO had a station out there, so I had to sit and be abused by their fans. Except I was a little bit smarter than the guy that I was, whose show I was on. I gave out the request line number for that station in San Francisco. You're up 3 hours earlier than they are, so start calling, you know, at 6 a.m. because we'll just be getting started there. So we had people, most of the callers were people making fun of him, not me. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Fun thing to do. All right, we are at 3:56. Let's talk about Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They'll be rejoining us here on the show soon. These are two very accomplished and competent women who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. It's such a painful situation. We're experiencing it up close and personal in our family, because it's so much more than law, commitments, and settlements and all that stuff. There is so much emotion connected to it, especially when you have two families that all kind of get married in the same day, and then somebody says, okay, that's it. That was a lot of my week when I was in Florida. It's really, really tough. So keeping yourself whole, moving forward with your life so you don't lose yourself in the process. Forget about properties, just losing yourself. You need somebody who can step in and take care of the tough stuff, the depositions and the hearings and so forth, and let them do all of that so you can focus on moving on with your life whole. That's really what matters the most, is that you can continue and resume your life, because everything comes to a grinding, painful halt, and it doesn't move forward very quickly. It just takes time. People who can mentor and lead you legally are so critical. So that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson do. If you'd like to learn more about the difference they've made for men in matters of divorce, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, or call them directly at 819-4810 for a consultation. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got Fox 4 coming up, and after 5 o'clock we'll talk to Brant's going to be here in the studio tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, okay. At least it was a decent day in the market, not crazy good, but better, and he'll be joining us soon.
Montgomery Skywatch still reporting no accidents in the city of Montgomery. However, the Southern Boulevard is a mess. It's just crowded as can be. Any direction you want to go, be careful. Make room for the other guy. Elsewhere around the city, Midtown's pretty crowded around the Ann Street Zelda Road area, and the school buses are wrapping up their routes. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representations made. Quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Due to the ongoing government shutdown, the Federal Communications Commission, the agency responsible for policing our airwaves, is closed. Since Big Brother has been sent home, we're now free to say things like and we cannot get into trouble for saying grab that big and the out of it. In fact, every time we've been with their